Hello, I'm Bob Meyer with Hoofbeat on Brownfield. Cap Bendixson is an associate research scientist with the National Farm Medicine Center, his doctorate in social and cultural anthropology. He started college on a rodeo scholarship, competing in bareback bronc riding. He says there's a lot more to bronc riding than just staying on the horse for 8 seconds. There are judges to impress.
And the way the judging works in the rough stock events is you've got 100 points up for grabs, and you've got 50 points for the animal, 50 points for the rider. And those are divided up another time, 25 points on the left-hand side, 25 points on the right-hand side for both rider and animal. And the tougher, the more difficult the ride, the higher the points. The better the rider handles the ride in rhythm, spurring action, body positioning, the higher their points are. And so when that's point, you can't just ride for 8 seconds, just like you said. You can't just hang on. You've got to be a disciplined rider. You've got to take your spurs to the horse and take everything the horse is giving back to you. And it takes a while for judges to get a good handle on that. Being a good judge is a hard job. And part of the reason is sometimes it all seems good, and you have to be able to parse it out.
Now, it's tough then if you get a rough draw, but if you get a horse that's a low-scoring horse, you're going to have a problem scoring on that horse, aren't you?
Right, so you can't just get an easy one. And if a horse doesn't give you a good enough trip, then you're entitled to a re-ride. So you've got to have a horse that kind of equals the stock in the pen and gives you a chance to ride with the other guys. And as you get higher up, you'll run across that less and less. But then in the finals, you see that more and more because you've got such good stock that your horse needs to be able to compare to. The trick is you've got to show up and ride that stock well, despite being the poor draw. So you've got to show up and you got to still do the work to earn the re-ride.
Now, there are certain stock companies, obviously, that are known for better stock than others as well. If you walk into a rodeo and you know who the stock is from, you know what you're going to expect?
Usually. Stock contractors are getting bigger and bigger, and so they'll ship stock elsewhere. They'll make contracts at multiple rodeos. And so the way the process works is you'll enter a rodeo, and then you'll find out what your draw is beforehand. And then with the name of that horse and the number, you can call other guys that have been on it. A lot of this stuff's electronic now on the web. You can look at what guys have scored, and you can call them up and talk to them. And you want to help your fellow competitors judge stock. You're helping each other out when you do that. But when you know that there's a company that you enjoy having and that they've always got good stock, you kind of look forward to it because it's going to be a good show and you're going to have a good chance at winning. Sometimes, you know a company that's kind of down on its luck and it's got poorer stock, and you can let that stock go. You can draw out of that and then go to a different rodeo if you need to. So you have to pay the entry fee still, part of the entry fee. So you can't totally leave them behind, but you don't have to ride bad stock if you don't want to.
Cap Bendixson with the National Farm Medicine Center. I'm Bob Meyer with Hoofbeat on Brownfield, Ag News for America.